coming up on episode number 1291. It's part two. This is the one you've been waiting for all year long, and it is the last episode of 2019. Yes, it is the Coverville Countdown part two, the one where the cast goes back in time. No, I'm just kidding. It's the one where we count down from song number 20 to song number one in the list of my favorite covers from 2019. The best covers? Hey, judge for yourself. These are what I consider to be the best covers from 2019. We're getting to all of it coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for let's call it a Friday afternoon. It is Friday, December 27th, 2019. I'm recording this in the past. And it is time for part two of the Coverville Countdown. Counting down from 20 all the way down to 1 on the last episode. You heard us count down from 40 down to 21 in the top 40 covers of this year, for me, in my opinion. Let's go ahead and start with number 20 here on the list. There's always going to be something from Scott Bradley and Postmodern Jukebox. Scott Bradley actually released an album very close to the end of the year called For Dad, in which he pays tribute to the music that his dad introduced him to. A lot of stuff from the 60s, the Mamas and the Papas, the Doors, stuff like that. And this one by the Cowsills. What's great about this is that even though the album is considered a Scott Bradley solo album, on this one he actually pulls in a lot of the singers from Postmodern Jukebox to do individual tracks or individual vocals and verses. It's really, really cool. Here's the song The Rain, The Park, and Other Things, the Postmodern Jukebox cast version by Scott Bradley.
Showed me the way.
Thank you.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows.
Here comes the sun.
Himesh Patel from the soundtrack to the film Yesterday, in which one guy is the only one to remember that the Beatles existed. Well, there's some nuance to that. There's some other people who remember the Beatles, but spoiler alert, don't want to say too much more than that. The movie is Yesterday. The soundtrack featured all of his covers of the Beatles. For the most part, he tries to sound as much like the Beatles as possible in arrangements. This was actually the track that sounded the most unlike the Beatles' original version, so it's the one I included for the show. Himesh Patel with his cover of Here Comes the Sun. Before that, Jonathan Colton with kind of a similar task. He started Kickstarter for a brand new album called Some Guys, in which he covers a bunch of yacht rock classics. Stuff like On and On, there's a New Kid in Town by the Eagles, and then that track right there, Everybody's Talking, originally by Harry Nilsson. Now, the trick was he wanted to make it sound, just using himself and his own instruments, his own performance, make it sound as much like the original as possible, which usually for me is a big negative. Like, wait, why would you've got an opportunity to cover something, why wouldn't you do it in your own style? Especially Jonathan Colton, who's known for that amazing version of Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot that was so great that even Glee decided to rip it off. The fact that he tried to do this impressed me and kind of stymied me at the same time, because he did such a great job, but still also could have had a great opportunity to do something in a very unique style. So hats off to Jonathan Colton, and that's why Everybody's Talking isn't higher in the countdown than it is right there at number 26. 17 is where that would have been by my quick count here. Before that, the Mavericks with their cover of Hungry Heart. That is from their brand new album, The Mavericks Play the Hits. Zadie Wolf featuring Ivesy, I-V-E-S-Y, with their cover of Tears for Fears Shout. That one came out on the soundtrack to season 2 of the Cloak and Dagger TV show, and heard it there first and said, oh, gotta buy the soundtrack, and it's fantastic. A few great covers on there. Hit Me Baby One More Time is on there, and really, really good stuff. The Rain, the Park, and the Other Things is what we start off the set with. Scott Bradley from his brand new album, For Dad. And Scott Bradley, the founder and one of the many talented keyboardists for the band Postmodern Jukebox. Let's get to track number 15 in the countdown here. This one is originally by Bob Marley, covered here by one of my favorite newer artists, Branches. Here is their cover of Three Little Birds.
Don't worry gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
job that slowly kills you, bruises that won't heal. You look so tired, unhappy, bring down the cover.
Blabbers a lot. She laughs at most everything, whether it's funny or not. And if you see her, tell her it's over now. I want a girl who will laugh for no one else. When I'm away, she puts her makeup on the shelf. Makes me sad to see her like that. Please don't believe her. She says that for anyone. And if you see her, tell her it's a hey. And you see her, tell her it's over. And if you watch her, go watch her, go
watch her, watch her, watch her.
I want a girl who will laugh for no one else. When I'm away, she puts her makeup on the shelf. When I'm away, she never leaves the house. I want a girl who laughs for no one else. No one else. No one else. No one else. No one else.
Jen Champion with her cover of No One Else, that one from her full album cover of Weezer's The Blue Album, or the Weezer album called Weezer that is commonly referred to as The Blue Album. That's another one of those that is part of the Sounds Delicious Turntable Kitchen series, an entire album covered by a completely different artist. And you can get the vinyl. Just go to Sounds Delicious to find out more. Really, really good project, and I'm happy to be a subscriber to that series. Emily Muir, right before that, with No Surprises, originally by Radiohead. She released an album called Sad Songs and Waltzes, which included that track. I'm not crying, you're crying. Happy Together by Weezer. Listen, they released their, what is it, third or fourth album that's just called Weezer. This one is the Teal album. And it was an all-cover album. Some of them are pretty dang similar to the originals. And again, Weezer has a great opportunity to make the covers sound so far from the originals because they've got such unique sound, a recognizable sound. Happy Together by the Turtles was one of those that I think was different enough from the original to be included in this list. Robin Adele Anderson, a singer that you sometimes find with Postmodern Jukebox, she released her third album of covers called Volume 3 this year, included that cover of My Hero by the Foo Fighters. And Branches started us off in that set with their cover of Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. All right, we're making our way to the top 10 here, and starting off with this one, which turned into a pretty big hit. I'm going to warn you, a little bit of blue language in this one, so be ready for it. Here is Lana Del Rey and her cover of Sublime's Doin' Time.
Summertime, and the living's easy. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louis, we gonna run to the party and dance to the rhythm. It gets harder. Me and my girl, we got this relationship. I love her so bad. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC.
as I do.
And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you.
Jumped out.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. There was a time when we could dance until a quarter to ten. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end. We used to carry on drinking to rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older. We never thought we'd grow cold. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry I can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. Down by the sea, she knew a sailor who had been to war. She never even knew a sailor before. She never even knew his name. He'd come to town and he would pound her for a couple of days. And then he'd sail across the bubbly waves. And those were happier days. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning come. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, 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 yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gone.
Well, I remember. the last time we ever met. But I know the reason why you keep your silence up. No, you don't fool me. The hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. It's no stranger to you.
Lucy Dacus covering Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight, a brand new single that she released, along with an EP called 2019, in which she does covers for holidays. She does Last Christmas by Wham. She does Vivien Rose, Edith Piaf's Vivien Rose for Valentine's Day. I don't know what In the Air Tonight would be for, but the other songs are for holidays. Lucy Dacus, In the Air Tonight. Sean Nelson covering Nilsson, from an album called Nelson Sings Nilsson. Gotta Get Up. If that song seems familiar, like you've heard it beginning every day of your life for the last year, well, you're living in Russian Doll world, according to Netflix. Yeah, that song, or at least the original Nilsson version, was used as the first song that the main character hears as she begins every, resets every day. Kind of like her I Got You Babe for Groundhog Day. Running with the Devil, originally by Van Halen, covered there by The Bird and the Bee, that one from their second volume of Interpreting the Masters. On the first volume, they covered Hall & Oates. On the second volume, which came out this year, they cover Van Halen. They even throw in a cover of You Really Got Me, which, of course, Van Halen covered, but was originally by The Kinks. Kind of a nice little double cover there. Running with the Devil by The Bird and the Bee. It Must Be Love by The Actors. That one from a brand new charity album called BBC Children in Need got it covered. And on that album, you're going to hear individual tracks by folks like David Tennant and Jodie Whittaker, a couple of doctors from Doctor Who, Olivia Colman, Jim Broadbent, Helena Bonham Carter, just to name a few. Or, like you heard in that track, all of them. That's a track that combines all of the actors into one track. And then we began the set with Lana Del Rey covering Sublime, Doin' Time, that one a single that she released this year. Fantastic cover that Lana Del Rey released this year. Guess we're down to it, the top five, and we played Bird and the Bee in that last set. You're going to hear the lead vocalist one more time, Inara George. She's contributes to the namesake of the cat that's sitting in the perch right behind me, as a matter of fact, while I record this. On this one, she's a guest vocalist, Jeff Goldblum. Yes, that Jeff Goldblum. And the, could there be another Jeff Goldblum? Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra from a brand new album that he put together called I Shouldn't Be Telling You This. Here is the Sidewinder, and the beat goes on.
Thank you. possible. I hit cruise control and remind. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Yeah, running down a tree, we never would come near. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a tree. Sky grew dark. I put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever's mine. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery.
You're a tough guy, like I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Shadow.
Wendy Carlisle, Natalie Hemby, Maren Morris, and Amanda Shires, collectively known as the High Women, a little play on the Highwaymen name. They released that as part of the soundtrack to the film The Kitchen. It was kind of their breakthrough release. They've released an album since then and been doing some amazing stuff. It was originally supposed to be the first three women that I mentioned, and then different musicians or different singers who would be that fourth spot. So Sheryl Crow was named as one of them. Janelle Monáe would be one of them and would appear in that fourth spot as a fourth singer, a fourth member of the Highwaymen. Still could bring them on, right? They could still bring them in as guest vocalists. I don't know why. But that is your number one cover, really, not your number one, my number one cover of 2019, The Chain by the Highwaymen from the motion picture soundtrack to The Kitchen. Before that, speaking of soundtracks, from the Watchmen soundtrack, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross with their cover of David Bowie's Life on Mars. You know, it's that collaboration of Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross that gave us that amazing Social Network soundtrack. Probably one of the best parts of the American version or the American release of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was the Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross soundtrack. The two of them are great together for that sort of thing. Absolutely amazing. Halcyon with their cover of Bad Guy. No, don't think that that is something originally performed on The Masked Singer. Halcyon did it first. The Masked Singer Australia stole it and did not give them credit. And I'm here to help rectify that situation by letting you know how great Halcyon is. Covering that Billie Eilish tune, they're my number three cover of the year. Murder by Death and their cover of Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream, that one from their As You Wish, Volume 3 Kickstarter covers album. And we start off this last set, the Big Five Countdown, with The Sidewinder and The Beat Goes On, Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra featuring Inara George on vocals from the brand new album, I Shouldn't Be Telling You This, that is The Beat Goes On. That, my friends, is going to bring us right to the end of yet another episode of Coverville and yet another year. Happy 2019 to you, and let's hope that 2020 is a better year for all of us, a happier year, a less divisive year. Oh, is there any hope? Is there any hope of that being less divisive? I don't know. Anyway, there you go. That's going to do it for 2019 for Coverville and for this edition of the Coverville Countdown. We'll see you next year with more music, more covers, of course, all that stuff. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, please email me requests@coverville.com. Call a request line at 1-877-7-COVER-9. And visit coverville.com for everything else that you need. Right there, coverville.com. My voice will be back in the new year, so let's say goodbye to this nasally, congestion-y sound that you're hearing right now. And we'll see you in 2020. Have a great rest of your year. We'll see you next time. Till next time, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. See ya. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more by going to frogpants.com. We're going to podcast so good, they'll never break the chain. We'll be right back.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.